स्वयं निश संविद्वान ना वक्ति अज्ञाय कर्म ही ना राति रोगिनो पथ्यम वांछुतो भी विक्षतमा स्वयं निश संविद्वान ना वक्ति अज्ञा कर्म ही ना राति रोगिनो पथ्यम वांछोपि विक्षतमः स्वयं निश संविद्वान विद्वान ना व्यक्ति अज्ञा कर्म ही ना रति रोगिनो पथ्य वांछतोपि विक्षमता माताजी से विद्वान ना वक्ते ज्ञाये कर्म ही ना राति रोगिनो पथ्यम वांछतो अपि विक्षतम स्वयं पर्सनली निश्यसम द सुप्रीम गोल ऑफ लाइफ namely the means of ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead with one who is accomplished in devotional service na not vakti teaches agya unto a foolish person not conversant with the ultimate goal of life. Karma, fruitive activities. He, indeed, na, not, rati, administers, rogina, unto the patient. Apyatham, something, unconsumable, vanchata, desiring, api, although, bhikshtama, an experienced physician, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A pure devotee who is fully accomplished in the science of devotional service will never instruct a foolish person to engage in fruitive activities for material enjoyment, not to speak of helping him in such activities. Such a devotee is like an experienced physician who never encourages a patient to eat food injuries to his health, even if the patient desired it. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here is the difference between the benedictions awarded by the demigods and those awards by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Devotees of the demigods ask for benedictions simply for sense gratification. and therefore they have been described in Bhagavad Gita as drift of intelligence. Kamaste ritjana pradante anya devata tam tam nyamam asthaya prakta niyata sabhya. Those whose minds are distorted by the material desires surrender unto the demigods and follow particular rules and regulation of worship according to their own nature. Conditioned souls are generally drift of intelligence because of profound desires for sense gratification. They do not know that benedictions to ask. Therefore, non-devotees are advised in the Shastras to worship various demigods to achieve material benefits. For example, if one wants a beautiful wife, he is advised to worship Uma or goddess Durga. If one wants to be cured of a disease, he is advised to worship sun god. All requests for benedictions from the demigods, however, are due to material lust. The benedictions will be finished at the end of the cosmic manifestation, along with those who bestows them. If one approaches Lord Vishnu for benedictions, can you kindly shut that fan in the back? The big fan? Let's switch it off. If one approaches Lord Vishnu for benedictions, the Lord will give him a benediction that will help him return home back to Godhead. This is also confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satyuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadabhim buddhi yogamtam yena mam upyantite. Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna instruct a devotee who constantly engages in his service how to approach him at the end of his material body. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Janam karam chame divyam yoveti tatvata tyaktva deham punarjanam neti mameti sokam arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my parents and activities does not upon leaving the body takes his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is the benediction of Lord Vishnu Krishna. After giving up his body, a devotee returns home back to Godhead. A devotee may foolishly ask for material benedictions, but Lord Krishna does not give him such benedictions. The devotee prays. Therefore, people who are very attached to material life do not generally become devotees of Krishna or Vishnu. Instead, they become devotees of demigods. Kamastirityana prabdante anya devata. The benedictions of the demigods, however, are condemned in Bhagavad Gita. Antvatu phalam tesham tadbhat alp medasam. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. A non-Vaishnava, one who is not engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is considered a fool with a small quantity of brain substance. Om Agyanti Mirindasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshunavritam Yen Tasme Shri Guruvai Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutle Swam Rupadam Dati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shri Giriraj Swamiti Namne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shri Bhakti Vidhan Swamiti Namne Namaste Saswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisheshunya Vadi Pascha Deshtane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narayanam Namaskrit Namcham Rotnam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Diriyat. Vancha Kalpataru Vishkripasindu Vepachupatita Nam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Here, Lord Krishna is explaining that a pure devotee who is fully accomplished in the science of devotional service, who knows what is bhakti, will never instruct a foolish person to engage in fruitive activities for material enjoyment, not to speak of helping him in such activities. Such a devotee is like an experienced physician who never encourages a patient to eat food injurious to his health. Srila Prabhupada gives the example, when child is sick, he is ill, he may be having some stomach problems, and then doctor tells that don't give him fried food. In Indian families, people are very, very much habitual of eating paranthas. Particular children like paranthas. But when child is sick, then the same mother, she knows the child likes paranthas, but she does not provide him, because she tells, no, this is no good for you. And the karmakanda, the material benefits, we are living in this world, we need facilities, and everybody wants to become happy. They want to enjoy life, even cats or dogs, what to say of humans. But in human form of life, generally people are entangle themselves with dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Four activities, a duty, duty to the family, duty to the nation, duty to the society. Now, earth, we need to earn money. So, when you have money, then people want to enjoy. And when you still do not enjoy, then we want liberation. How I can enjoy? And when Srila Vedavyas, he compiled 17 Purans. One Puran is written by Prashar Muni. Generally we say 18 Purans. 17 Purans he written. He written Mahabharata. He written everything about how we can make economic development, the religious duties, sense gratification, liberation, but he was still not satisfied. And then Srila Vedavyas, spiritual master Devrishi Narad, he came and he chastised him. He said, that's exactly people wants to listen, that's exactly people want. And you have written how to attain it. He written different types of worships of different demigods. You worship this demigod, you get this. You worship this demigod, you get this. Like Srila Prabhupada explained here, you worship, if you want a beautiful wife, you worship Shiva. If you want a very nice husband, you worship, Shiva. And if you want a beautiful wife, you worship Uma. Now, these different demigods, they award you. If somebody worship them, they do give benefits. In return, it's like insurance company. You go to any insurance company, you pay them premium, and what do? They give you the policy. They're bound to give you the policy. It is not that they if you pay them, if you transfer money into their company, that company is bound to give you a policy. That's exactly goes with the demigods. Not out of love, but they award you accordingly. And Krishna condemned this. He said, no, you don't need to worship demigods. Even he created them. They're different administrative heads. And Krishna says, I provide them the facility. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. Krishna provide them the facilities. Only then they can award us. But when in Vrindavan, when Nanda Baba, when they were ready to worship all the Brajavasis, they were ready to worship Indra, and Krishna told them, no, you don't need to worship Indra. Now, Krishna explained the answer about it. Why you don't need to worship Indra? Why you should worship him? On one side, Krishna says, people who do not worship, offer sacrifice, they are ye bhunteste neva, so they are simply thieves, because nothing belongs to them. Everything in the world, nothing is belong to us. When we come empty-handed. When we die, we go empty-handed. We don't take anything. Even our own body we don't take. We are so much concerned about our own body. I don't know if I told this story before. There was one king. He told, he had a very nice tailor. He told his tailor, he said, when I die, I want you to come with me. And I want you to stitch my clothes in the heavenly planet. So the tailor said, no problem. I will come. I will stitch clothes for you because I'm your obedient servant. Do me one favor. When you die, take this needle with you. I want to only stitch these clothes with this, only this needle. Take this with you. Then I will stitch it for you. So all of you know that when king dies, he cannot even take a needle with him. And we are so much concerned about our own body, wherever we are, wherever, in any society, in any part of the world, in England or in India, or wherever we are. Sometimes we think, if I move from one situation to another situation, I will be happy. If I move to some village, I will remain peaceful. If I move to some very big country, or England or America, I will be peaceful. If I move here, I will be peaceful. There is no peace in the material world, no matter wherever we go. And in order for that peaceful, this Krishna explains that you have to do sacrifice. If you don't do sacrifice, yajna shishtane santo muchante sarvakil bishay. If you don't do sacrifice, then you're simply eating pap. We all do sacrifice. Even we are religious or we are not religious. People are completely materialistic, completely atheists. They are sacrificing. They are sacrificing their time. They go to work. They sacrifice so many things for the children. They sacrifice, isn't it? You go to the work, you have to sacrifice 4 hours, 2 hours. You sacrifice. But if we sacrifice same thing for Krishna, first it would sacrifice for demigods. Shri Gaunitaj, Krishna Brahma Radha Shyam Sundar Ji Ki Jai. So Krishna says that even in order to attain something in the material world, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, but don't do sacrifice to the demigods. People come, like on the other day, one devotee was giving class, they say people come to temple, to Vrindavan, they go to Banke Bihari temple, and then they give a list to Krishna. Krishna, I want good health, I want good family, I want nice house, I want my children should pass with the good marks. And then what happens? Because they come into Krishna, sometimes Krishna provides, and sometimes he doesn't. The situation he provides, but what happens with the materialistic people? First they ask for their children. Oh, I should have a degree. Then they say, let me please have a job. Then they say, let me have a wife. Let me have a children again. Then they say, oh, please pass my children in good exams. Let my children get settled. And the children goes up, let me have them, they should get married. And then again, then they say, oh, let me have a grandchildren now. So the same thing they're doing again and again, repeat for grandchildren and great. And sometimes you see in India, they say, oh, I want to see my great-great-grandchildren. You know, have you heard like that? I'll be very happy before I die. I want to see my great-great-grandchildren. This is illusion. But the Krishna is Bhokta Aram Yagdapsam Sarvalok Maheshwam. Krishna is the Bhokta Aram. He is the Bhokta, not we. And now, it is explained in Bhagavatam, akam sarvakam mokshakam udat tivrena bhakti jijed purusham param. In every situation, if we want something, if we don't want anything, if we want liberation, in every situation we should worship Krishna. We should approach as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Now it is like when we worship Krishna, it is exactly like we have to pay taxes, we have to do sacrifice. Without sacrifice you cannot live happy in this world. Because Prabhupada explains that Krishna is providing you air, Krishna is providing you sunshine, Krishna is providing you the whole nature, you know, the what to do. Air, we eat, we sleep, we digest, everything. So we have to, like we have to pay electricity company. We have to pay the different demigod, different in charge for administrative heads. But here, it's recommended, even in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that I'm providing you all the facilities, that different department heads, but if you directly pay me, it's like these days, online payment. So there's so much corruption. If you pay to any electricity department, you need something, you go to electricity department of Mathura, or a water department, or you go to this development department. The moment you go, what do? They say, something. Yes, we'll give you NOC, we'll give you this, but we'll charge you. But if you directly go online, if tomorrow the system changes, everything is online, nothing is in there. You apply online, you pay online, and you get the certificate online. There is, you completely bypass department heads. You don't have to pay them any bribe. You don't need to bribe them. So similarly, Krishna explains that you directly pay me. Then you don't, and I will provide you. Krishna give insurance. Now, the question arises sometimes, devotees, they say, yes, well, we approach Krishna, but on one side, Krishna is saying, the anyavlashtashunyam gyan karnavratam annakulam krishna shiram bhakti ruttama. The topmost bhakti is that no desire, we should not ask anything from Krishna, isn't it? Yes? Or another way is, we should do whatever we should do, we should please Krishna. Isn't that right? We should do everything to please Krishna. Whatever activities we do, we should please Krishna. Because even Kansa was thinking of Krishna. Even Ravan was thinking of Ram. But we should do in loving exchange. So we can please Krishna. Isn't that correct? Yes? But what happened when Yashoda was feeding Krishna? And she took Krishna off. Krishna was not pleased. Why do you took me off? Yashoda is feeding Krishna. But we should please Krishna. But Krishna was not happy. But that's different. Because this is still pleasing Krishna. Because she was looking for the milk was boiling. The milk was thinking, what is the use of my existence? If Krishna is going to take the milk from the breast of Yashoda and he's enjoying that milk, what is the use of my existence? So let me boil myself. Let me commit suicide. So the milk, because everybody is living in the spiritual world, even the milk is a personality. Now we have to please to Krishna. Then sometimes we say, well, we should not ask anything. But then Draupadi asked. When Durvasa Muni came, she was in trouble. So many times Kunti asked to Krishna. So in extreme situations, devotee loving exchange, to whom you go to? When you love somebody, Krishna, when you love unconditionally. The main point is love unconditionally. Krishna provide you. Krishna doesn't provide you sometime. Krishna doesn't. Why he doesn't? Because he knows this is not in your benefit. Sometimes he put us in a trouble. We think, why I'm in trouble? I tell you one nice story. There was one sweeper. Now I don't know where the story come from, but this is nice moral in the story. So they say the story was somewhere in Vrindavan, must be on Krishna's temple. So there was one sweeper. He used to do service in front of Krishna. Every day he would come and sweep. But he was very humble. Because he was humble, he would sweep the courtyard of Krishna in front of Krishna. And then he was thinking of Krishna, my God, Krishna has to stand whole day, right from the morning till evening. And so many people are coming in and taking Krishna's darshan, like you see right now. And Krishna is standing over there, oh my God, Krishna, this is too difficult. For somebody to stand for 1 hour is difficult. You're standing 8-10 hours every day, 12 hours. One day he whispered in the ears of Krishna, Krishna, why don't you come down? I stand for you. I report you who came. I'll notice. So, of course, he was humble and Krishna reciprocated with him. So Krishna said, all right, one day you come, you stand here, but people will not notice. They think Krishna is standing. I will change, you know, I will do such a, you know, yoga maya that you stand for me and I'll take rest. But one instruction, do not involve. Let everybody come. You don't interfere what they're praying for. You just witness. You're not interfering. He said, no, I won't interfere. You heard this story before or not? No? So Krishna said, I won't interfere. The sweeper said, no, I won't interfere. So next morning, he stood on the altar. People think he's Krishna. He was actually a sweeper. So Krishna went out. I'll come back in the evening, okay? Don't interfere. Remember, don't interfere. So people start coming. When the people start coming, he was thinking, oh, 1, 2, 3, so many people came, go. Now one man came. A very rich man. When he came, he paid obeisances, his wallet came out of his pocket. And he fell on the ground. And he even realized and he went away. While he went away, the another man, he was very intensely worshipping Krishna. He was in a deep trouble. He said, Krishna, please help me. I need some money. You know, you're my only shelter. I never asked you anything. But this is extreme situation. Please provide me something. So the moment he opened his eyes, he saw a wallet over there. So he thought that Krishna provided him the wallet. He said, oh my God, you're so beautiful, you're so merciful. I first time ever asked in my life, and immediately you provided me money. So he picked the wallet up, put it in his pocket, he said, oh, thank you so much. And he walked away. Then immediately after 5 minutes, a boatman. There was a boat, Ganga or Yamuna, nearby. So the boatman was going for a business. So he thought, let me go and see Krishna. He was a devotee too. So the moment he came, he offered his obeisances. When he offered his obeisances, so the rich man, he realized he lost his wallet. So he came back. Where is my wallet? I lost my wallet. So when he saw the boatman, he said, sir, I came to this temple. There's nobody in the temple. Where is my wallet? He said, I don't know. I just came to pay obeisances. But now he said, no. That's why I never come to Krishna temple. I never came. This was the first time I came. And look what happened to me. Very first time my wallet is stolen. And you are the thief. So he started accusing him. He said, sir, I did not do, I just came. I just came to pay obeisances. But he was not budging. Anyway, the sweeper sitting over there, he could not tolerate this. He went on and on and on and on. Immediately he said, hold on. He said, sir, what is the problem? The Krishna even starts speaking now. He said, hold on. Why are you accusing this poor man? He's such a gentle, such a humble person. He came, he came and paid obeisances, and for a few hours you have been torturing him that he's stolen your wallet. He didn't steal your wallet. It is the other person right over there. He's on that. He just walked out. He's the one who stole your wallet. Go and catch him. So he went to him. He said, sir, you stole my wallet. He said, no, I didn't steal anybody's wallet. I think Krishna provided me. But he was so humble. Immediately he said, sir, if you think this is wallet belongs to you, please take it. So he gave him the wallet back to him. And the sweeper was very happy. Oh, I sorted out the problem. Poor guy, two devotees, they were in trouble. That's how it happens with us. You see, the problem with us is, we are lawyer and we are judge. We are lawyer for ourselves. Whatever we do, we defend ourselves. And we are judge for everybody else except ourselves. We judge everybody in the society. We judge everybody in the world. This is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. When it comes to us, no, I am a lawyer. I am fine. We defend ourselves. So immediately Krishna came in the evening. So what happened? He said, there's a huge trouble today. Oh my God, what a drama. How do you live every day? Oh my God, these three people, they give us so much trouble. Then he explained, this is how a rich man came, he dropped his wallet, and this another man came, he picked it up, and another person was accused, but I sorted it out everything. I sorted out everything. Krishna said, oh my God, you should not have been involved with that. Of course, Krishna won't say God, he is God himself. So Krishna explained to him, he said, no. He said, you've done wrong, everything wrong. I told you not to interfere. He said, the very first person who walked in, the rich man, he never came to me. He was so arrogant. Very first time he came, and I made his wallet to drop, so at least he can do some house service, something he can do for the service to myself, so he can get some pious activity, some benefit. That's why I made his wallet drop. And the second person, he said, he was a very pure Vaishnava. He would use that money in my service. And he was needing something, and that was the money he needed, that was for my service. So if money would have gone to him, that would be fine. And third person, to whom you let go, the boatman, actually I wanted him to be accused at that time. The reason I wanted him to be accused, because if he would have gone straight away, which according to your plan, he went, there was a great danger for him. There was a huge storm was coming. If he would have gone to the journey at that time, he would get stuck in a storm. So rather than having a bigger storm over there, I wanted to be get accused, wanted to put him in a jail, so he doesn't die. He didn't get involved with the storm. This was Krishna's plan. Srila Prabhupada said to His Holiness Giridhar Swami, when he asked, he said to him, he said, you got your plan, I got my plan, and Krishna got his plan. So any devotee, anybody, means who just taken Krishna consciousness, let me start worshipping Krishna. Devotee does not mean that when you formally take initiation, then you become devotee. Moment you take Krishna, I want to start chanting Hare Krishna. I want to worship you. His devotional service is started. Moment even a person thinks, he may not know anything about Krishna. Let me go to Krishna's temple. Let me see what it is. Moment. That's what Prabhupada said. That's what so many devotees, Prabhupada, these books are non-different to Krishna. And Prabhupada, just let the people touch. He says, even if somebody reads my books, he'll become Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, even if he read one page, he will become Krishna conscious. If somebody will read one line, Prabhupada said, even if you read one word, you can become Krishna conscious. So person who thinks that Krishna, I want to worship, immediately Krishna has given him an insurance. अनाचिंतंतो मम योजना परिपास्ते तेषां नित्युक्ता नाम योगक्षेमं वहाम्यहम्. I will provide you what you lack and I preserve what you have. But then he knows what is the best for us. I was just met one devotee before the morning program. So I was explaining to this Mataji that anybody, every single devotee, we have our own conditioning. Sometimes we judge people. We think, well, this person is wrong, this devotee is wrong, or this leader is wrong, this is wrong. But whatever we are trying, every single devotee is trying his best according to his ability, according to his conditioning. We don't know what sort of conditioning other person may have. He may be, according to scriptures, he may not be following principles. He may not be following properly. So if somebody is not, the best way is to pray for the devotee, not to judge him. Because we may judge and maybe something else. I learned this from one devotee. He was in his London. It really stuck to my mind. Immediately he told me this. Because every devotee, we have some conditioning in the previous birth. And according to that, we advance accordingly. And Krishna path is not that easy. Prabhupada said it is walking on the edge of a sword. One has to be very careful. That is why one has to be very careful following the principles, the association of devotees. So we should try to follow it. And it's not going to be, everybody is going to become a pure devotee in one day. It takes time. Cheto dharpan madnam, bab mahadava nivarpanam, shekhar of chandrika vitarnam, vadya vadu jivanam. So this process Srila Prabhupada has brought to us, this Krishna consciousness, and Krishna provides sometime, and sometime Krishna does not. It seems like Krishna is not providing, but Krishna is providing. Each and every devotee is providing. He may be a pure devotee, he may not be a pure devotee. Because Krishna is knower of every living entity. He knows, all right, you're doing this, you're just starting, okay, fair enough. Let me make you slowly and slowly and slowly, Krishna make you advance. But we have to do endeavor. That doesn't mean that we'll have to leave unto Krishna, all right, Krishna, you handle me. No, you cannot do that. It's like a rope. If somebody is drowning in a well, and one person throws a rope, now it's person's duty to catch the rope. If we don't catch the rope, how the person will pull us up? So the rope is the rope of devotion service, which is recommended by our Rupa Goswami. What is that? That chanting the five limbs of devotion service, the Nam Sankirtan. How is that? How it goes? Anybody remember the verse? The five limbs, the Nam Sankirtan, the association Sadhu Sangha, Mathura Vas, what else? Bhagavat Shravan, and Shraddha Murti Puja. So these association of devotees is very important. You feel, people say that. You know, sometimes when you go, people find that. They say, well, you know, when you meet before the effulgence, the aura is different. Anybody is chanting Hare Krishna. People say, why? They tell the devotees. I have personally heard. They say, you got some different effulgence. Your face is shining, isn't it? The devotees, you can see. People who are addicted with the material attachments, who are engrossed with the material things. You can see their face. It's different. But when you see any devotee, you see the moment he starts chanting Hare Krishna, you see the feeling is different, because this is the effect of devotion service. One can feel it. So we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada, who took such a trouble huge trouble to go out. You know, when you start getting old, then you think, well, just sit down, forget it, you know, it's too much. Sometimes we see some problem, even when we are managing the temple, even when we are serving in the temple, sometimes we may, it's like, again, the same thing which I explained, that the plan, Krishna may have some plan, but it's looking very difficult for us. But that is why Krishna given, he says, Matra Spashastukan Teshitoshan Sukdukda. Keep tolerating happiness and distress. They're like summer and winter season. And we have to tolerate, and they're just simply we have to keep performing devotional service. And that is why when the devotees who are Bhajante Mam Dridvrata, the devotees with the full determination, Utsa Nishchad Dharyat. So Utsa, we have to have enthusiasm. Nishchad, with the full determination. And Dharya, then we have to be patient. We are not asking something very cheap. We are asking love of Krishna. And that love of Krishna, do we think that you will get so easily? If heart is not pure, if some very important person is coming to your heart, of course, he is as a Paramatma, he is there, but as a Bhagavan, Leela Prashottam, he is different. He said, okay, it's like a CCTV camera. CCTV camera is different. But the person, when physically go there, that's different. So tomorrow, if he invites the Prime Minister when they invite President or Prime Minister or come to Vrindavan, what do? They clean all the roads. You know that? Even the roads are not clean. They say, oh, we want to show them the roads are very clean. So roads are clean. So similarly, we have to clean our heart. Only then we can ask Krishna, you come. Then we can enter into the Leela of Krishna. The ultimate goal of chanting Hare Krishna is Roop, Guna and Leela. So when we chant Hare Krishna, if we think that I'll chant Hare Krishna, yes, Prabhupada says, you chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regular principles, and then you come back at the end of this life. This is given gross. But that means that if you chant, avoid offenses. At one point Prabhupada said, if you chant 16 rounds or 10 Mangalati every day, you'll come back. Isn't it? But how do you come back? Because you can think of Krishna when you chant purely, avoid offenses, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When we start slowly and slowly and slowly start chanting, then we enter into the Gun, Roop and Leela of Krishna. And that Gun, Roop, Leela is the ultimate goal. That means we have established relationship with Krishna. So the goal of life is not to go to Krishna. Prabhupada said, going back, that is going back to Godhead. So once our relationship is established, the loving relationship is established with Krishna, then Marvi Rakvi Joicha Tuma. This is how Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. You want to keep me? Whatever you want to do. Marvi Rakvi Joicha Tuma. Do whatever you want to do with me. Keep me in any situation. That is Krishna consciousness. That is pure devotional service. So, for the material benefits which people are looking with the demigods, from the demigods, and Krishna says, I actually provide them. They are not independent of me. But that does not mean when we become a devotee, we should disrespect them. We are not worshipping them. So if you see a Durga temple, if you see Ganesh temple, you see something, do you think, oh, forget it. I am a devotee of Krishna. No, this is offense. Because they are Vaishnavas too. They are working for Krishna. You go, you pay obeisances, that's no problem. But our loving relationship is with Krishna. It's like Prabhupada went. Prabhupada went to one place and they given some flowers And there was a, I think it was a Durga temple or something, if anybody remembers. I remember that there was a little deity of Radha and Krishna. Prabhupada gave flower over there, put that at the feet of Radha and Krishna. But Prabhupada paid respect. But then he showed the devotees, he said, when you pay respect to Durga Devi, you should face right hand side. When you respect Krishna, our body should face left. That's what Prabhupada said to them. So we respect everybody, but we worship Krishna. And whatever, akam, sarvakam, moksham, udardi, in every situation, we should just depend on Krishna. And he provides, that is prasad. If he doesn't provide, that is prasad too. Because he knows, this is prasad, real prasad. I'm not providing you. You may ask me, but I'm not going to give it to you. That is real prasad. Because he knows our situation. So in both the situations, we should simply keep performing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna Krishna Mahabaha Bhakta Nama Bhyankara. Arjun said, oh Krishna, I am in trouble, look. The great weapon is coming. Krishna said, no problem. Counteract this Brahmastra. Krishna protected. Utra came, Pahi Pahi Mahayogin Dev Dev Jagatpate. Utra said, look, something is happening to my womb. Krishna protect. So Krishna protect, Krishna provide. He knows our situation, he knows our conditioning. So we should just keep studying Srila Prabhupada books. This knowledge will come. Prabhupada books are not ordinary books. Take my word. They are not ordinary books. I was recently with one temple in Vrindavan, and you know, they are supposed to be very learned people. Very learned people. But I was just standing, when he started explaining to me certain things, it was such a concoction. And I was thinking right in front of him. I just listened to him. And then I was thinking of Prabhupada. Wow, what a Prabhupada given us. That's what Prabhupada told us, not to associate with some Babajis or anything, because you will concoct. Your spiritual life will be doomed. I won't go details what happened. Then, anyway, I handled him different way. I didn't want to, because he's still Brajavasi. So, I he was trying to say, you know, something about foreign devotees. When he, well, okay, I'll give you a little example. When he came to say something about the foreign devotees, I could not take it. I told him very gently, I said, well, these are the people, they've worked so hard. Gag Muni Prabhu was just telling on day for yesterday. I want to give you one example, which I heard. Then I told him, I didn't tell him this example. I said, well, these are the people, these devotees from America, from other part of the world, they sacrifice so much. They, of course, had a problem with their families. They left their relationship with their families. They left their jobs. They left their careers. They left their culture. They left their religion. They left their dress. They left their food. And how they tolerated all this. And then this person, I said, well, look at that. I mean, you know, who is changing the whole world? Then I start talking about Prabhupada to this Goswami. Then this Goswami was actually shut up. Because nobody could do it. Then he started glorifying. Then he realized this card did not work. Then he realized his mistake. And then he started glorifying. Yes, he said, oh yeah, Prabhupada is great. I said, can you change your family members? I said, you can't even convince, people are living in a Hindu families. Sometimes they can't convince their own children about Krishna. I said, look what is happening. They are trying to adopt Western culture. They start wearing practically no clothes, and Western devotees are start wearing clothes. So he was actually, even to his own Giray Swami, when they had a problem with Dr. Nair, and Dr. Nair sent a prostitute to Giray Swami. And I knew this Gurmat, I'm disciple of His Holiness Giray Swami. He told how even prostitute was sent to him to allure him so they can defame ISKCON. But his plan failed. And on the other day, Gagmuni Prabhu was giving a class. He said how Prabhupada told him that you go to your father and bring money from him, we can use it for Krishna service. So when he went, his mother died, his father married another woman. So then what happened is, his father didn't want to give him money because he knew if I give him, he will go and give it to Krishna, to the ISKCON. So then he put him in another, he start sending prostitute to his own son, he said. He said, every day new prostitute will come. Did he tell this story over here ever? No? He said, his father would send a prostitute to him. He was 18 years old when he joined Prabhupada. And his father would send a prostitute to him, somehow other, because he knew that these Hare Krishnas, they don't have illicit sex. So then he said, okay, please go. I'm not interested in you. He said, next day, he will send another prostitute, more less clothes, more attractive. So then he said, no, I don't want to know you. The next day he will send more beautiful prostitute. So every day he will send a new prostitute. He said, I will tell, please go to my father, I don't need you. My father may need you, I don't need you. But then eventually, at one point, he said his stepmother gave him a soup, and she put beef in the soup, the cow meat in the soup. She knew that these people don't eat meat. So somehow they try, so they fall down. So then he returned to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, this is how my father is sending prostitutes to me. And this is how my father made my stepmother to put meat in the soup of a cow. So I ate meat. He had a chunk in his mouth. So then he returned to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, tolerate it. So all these things, then Prabhupada, then he put him in a, he said he didn't want to give him the money, so he put him, then Prabhupada said, okay, come back. So he said, I never regret it. So devotees has gone through so much sufferings, different devotees, but all these suffering are not really sufferings. They're actually our advancement in Krishna consciousness. And whenever there is some problem, that means there's a chance to go up. So whenever we have in any trouble, so we either go up or either go down. So in every situation we should take shelter of Krishna and Prabhupada and let us help. So we should pray to them that we don't fall down. We continue our devotional service, finish our devotional service in this lifetime. I think I took over 5 minutes more. I apologize. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.